The Word of Faith Netcast is on the air. Praise the Lord, this is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm so glad you could join us once again here on the Word of Faith Netcast. We're going to be talking about a lot of interesting things in this particular netcast. I encourage you to stay tuned as we get into it. Let me cover a couple of things by way of announcements here on the netcast. Very important information. We've got a lot of things happening here at Word of Faith Ministries. I tell you, SpeakFaith.tv, I want to mention that first thing. We have a new speaker. I've been saying, you know, that we've got one coming, and this is a particularly interesting one because this is the first speaker, first church that has contacted us directly, excuse me, for inclusion in SpeakFaith.tv. And normally we go out and try to find people and ask them to come on board, so to speak. And this particular church contacted me directly and asked if they could come on SpeakFaith.tv. And so I watched some of their shows and listened to their teaching. And we did include them on SpeakFaith.tv. And that is Dr. Philip D. Derber from Tennessee. And his church in Tennessee, I think it's Frankfort, Tennessee, is doing very well. They have a video program. And so we included them on SpeakFaith.tv. And their helps ministry there was very instrumental in helping kind of tweak their feed and get everything set up to where we could include them on the channel. They have since actually started their own Roku channel, which is pretty exciting as well. Apparently their helps ministry, once they learned some of the technology behind it, they jumped in there and started their own channel and actually are even doing live transmission of their services through their own Roku channel. So that's pretty exciting stuff. So I wanted to let you know about that. Philip D. Derber, Dr. Derber, and his church have come on SpeakFaith.tv, so check out their program on SpeakFaith.tv. The other thing that I want to mention about SpeakFaith.tv is we've got more things coming that I can't talk about again until we get it all set up, but there are some exciting things that are happening. And I tell you what, here in the last of the last days, let me tell you, you need to listen to Reverend Joseph Morris in his end of days update on SpeakFaith.tv. I'm telling you what, he is covering some information that you just don't hear on the regular news. You just don't get the news like you will hear it on the end of day's update, coming from a Word of Faith perspective. Really powerful information. So I encourage you to check that out. And of course, Rick Renner's program, he has actually two programs in one feed on SpeakFaith.tv. He has Good News for Rick, and he has Refuel with Rick on there, and that comes out, Refuel with Rick comes out every single day. As a matter of fact, I have to personally set that up and put it out there every day, so I'm involved every day in making sure that those programs are out there. So it's really a lot of work, but it is exciting to be involved in what's going on with SpeakFaith.tv, and I encourage you to check that out at that web address, as I'll put here on the screen, SpeakFaith.tv. Has information about how you can listen and watch that Roku channel on your own Roku device. So check that out as well. The other thing I want to mention is that our radio program, whoo, hallelujah, we are right now doing some classic messages that I recorded back in 1980. That's been a while back. But it's on the power of patience, the power of consistency. And I'm telling you right now, in these days, these last of the last days, that is one of the key, most important things you can be, is consistently the same way all the time on the Word. I was telling some people at church this morning, as I record this, this is a Sunday, and I was telling them this morning, I said, you know, one thing about those programs from 1980, I was teaching then the same thing that I'm teaching now, haven't changed in all of those years, whoo, hallelujah, and not going to change 30 years from now, I'll still be teaching the uncompromising word of faith. That's important, praise the Lord. So, I'd encourage you to listen to the Word of Faith broadcast, which of course is on Word of Faith Radio, WFR.org, as it says there on the screen. And I encourage you to listen to all the good programs on Word of Faith Radio. Amen. Now, the other thing I want to mention is, actually two things, but one thing I do want to mention is this little memory stick right here. You say, what in the world is that? That I have not mentioned nearly enough on our netcast, but this little memory stick, and it's pretty amazing. Tell you what, let me see if I can come in close on the camera here so that you can see it. It's got our logo and so forth, and I'm just going to pull that back so the light won't change too much. But it's got our logo and our information on here and our URL for our website. But that little memory stick right there, small as it is, contains, and you pull this little cap off here, and it goes into your computer, but it contains all the audio messages that I have on our website, and that's a lot of them, okay? It's a lot of messages. Our classic messages, like I mentioned about the power of patience, the power of consistency, that's on there, and then all the other messages. I've got six messages just on healing, on supernatural healing that is available to you today is on this memory stick. Now, I mention all that because we make this memory stick available on our website. And if you go to our website, and I tell you what I'm going to do, I'm going to do that right now myself on my computer. I'm going to go to the website and talk about here on the very first page, there's a big red banner right there on the page that says all of Dr. Bill's audio teaching on this 4 gig USB stick. Click the banner for more information. And then if you do that, if you click the banner, it takes you to a picture of this little stick. And it says that for $25.99 with free shipping, we'll send this to you with all of our audio teaching on it. So I encourage you to consider that. That is a tremendous opportunity to get all of our audio teaching right there on that memory stick. All right. Then the other thing I want to mention, you've heard me talk about the video equipment that we were working toward getting, it's been 8 months ago, and Faith and Victory Church got the equipment, they acquired the equipment. Well, I have put together a crowdfunding campaign for Faith and Victory Church. Now, it's not for me. It's not for Word of Faith Ministries. It's for Faith and Victory Church to help them pay off the equipment. And it's crowdfunding to raise $6,500 to pay off that equipment. That'll pay everything off, and it will be completely taken care of. Now, if you think about it, $6,500, that's 100 people. Okay, let's see if I get this right. I'm not the best math whiz in the world, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cheat and use a calculator. If you take 6,500, you divide it by 100, that's 65 people giving $100. You say, Dr. Bill, you couldn't figure that out? Well, I got to admit, I'm not the best math whiz, so that's why I use a calculator. Calculators are just handy. All right, so let's say that 1,000 people contributed. That'd be 1,000 people giving $6.20. Wow, did I do that right? Let me click it again. 6,500, I think I may have clicked 6,200, divided by, well, 6,500 divided by 1,000 people equals $6.50. I knew. That didn't sound right. I clicked the wrong thing on the calculator. So $6.50 from 1,000 people would take care of it. Wow. I'm such a math genius. Anyway, the point is, you get the idea that if enough people would just contribute through this special site, which I'm going to give you right here on the screen, booster.com/FVC for Faith and Victory Church. Okay, let me say it again. Booster, like being a booster of something, booster.com/FVC. If you go to that website, you can contribute toward this particular crowdfunding project. And that's the way it works. Enough people together giving to retire the debt on this particular project. Now, the nice thing about this is booster.com allows you to do this and use all kinds of neat technologies to make it happen. And if you aren't able to give, if you can't give, you can take that URL, booster.com/FVC, and you can email it to people, you can put it on Facebook, on your feed, you can send it as a tweet through Twitter, and other people can help. So you can get involved just by sending it. That's pretty neat. So anyway, I encourage you to do that. Amen. A little embarrassed about my lack of math skills, but I have never claimed superiority in math. Believe me. All right, well, let's get into the Word of God. That is something I know something about, praise the Lord. We're still talking about how faith comes. How do you receive faith? And we talked about in the last netcast that faith is your servant, and you've got to put your servant to work. You've got to keep your faith out there. And we said that the disciples asked Jesus, they said, increase our faith. Well, how do you increase your faith? Well, first of all, we got to find out how faith comes. How does faith come? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Let's look at Romans chapter 10, verse 17. That's what I just quoted. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, you've got to take this and really get into the Greek to fully understand what it's talking about here, because this will be a little blind to you if you don't really study it out. I had somebody ask me one time, what does it mean, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God? Because a lot of people, when they quote that, they make it sound like it says, listen closely, they make it sound like it says, faith comes by hearing the Word of God read to you. And so a lot of people in the past have gotten the Bible on cassette, they've gotten the Bible on CDs, they've gotten the Bible on MP3s, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. There is nothing wrong with listening to the Word of God. But is that really what it's talking about? And this person asked me, can you explain to me what it means? If it means faith comes by hearing God's Word read, why not just say that? Why did Paul, when he wrote to the Romans here, say, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God? What's the difference? Why is it said that way? And so that intrigued me, and so I started doing a study. And in my study, I found out that faith cometh by hearing is talking about, the Greek word here for hearing is akoi, A-K-O-E, akoi. And it is a special word that means something very interesting. It means not just the mere sense of hearing, in other words, hearing with the ear on the side of your head, not just hearing. So just hearing the Word of God read to you isn't really the point. No, not just hearing, but hearing and understanding and receiving the teaching. How many times can you remember that Jesus said about the people who were listening to his teaching, they that have ears to hear will hear and receive? Well, they all had ears on the side of their head. So what was he talking about? It's not just the people that were within earshot, in other words. It was the people that heard, pursued, got a hold of, and understood the word that he was teaching. And they did not all get it. Even the disciples didn't get it very often until Jesus took them aside and explained it to them in detail. They didn't get it. And yet they were right there listening to the teaching. If anybody would have gotten it, you'd have thought it would have been them. But even they didn't get it sometimes. Very often, Jesus had to say, look, let me explain this to you. And he would say things like, they that have ears to hear shall hear, but I speak these things to you, and it is for you, not for them. Now, was Jesus just holding out on them? No, that wasn't his purpose. He freely was giving them information, but not everybody was hearing with their understanding. Not every one of them was determined to understand. Not every one of them was a disciple, meaning a disciplined believer, that made a decision to understand and receive. You see the difference? It's one thing to hear something. I can hear somebody explain some great scientific finding to me. It doesn't mean I'm going to understand it unless I have all the information, all the background, all the teaching, all the training necessary so that when I hear it, I go, oh, yeah, I understand that. Now, let me give you an example. I am not a car person. Now, I like cars and I like driving, but I'm not the kind of guy that can take a car apart and put it back together. I kind of generally understand how an internal combustion engine works and how a car works, but I could not build one if I had to. You see what I'm saying? I don't have that knowledge. But now I can get in a car and drive it. I have that knowledge. You see the difference? But a true car enthusiast, a person that loves cars, they can take all the parts and they could build you one and it would work. Now let's take something I do know and understand inside and out, and that's computers. I'm a computer professional. I'm a server engineer, and I have worked in the professional computing arena for over 30 years now. And I know computers. I know how they work. I can program. I can write scripts that will run on those computers and make them jump through hoops. And I can take all the parts. If you set them there in front of me, I can take all the parts and I can put them together and that computer will run like a scalded dog. Get a little country on you here. You know the term, a scalded dog? They can run fast. Well, a computer, to some people, is the most amazing, mystifying, confusing thing they've ever seen. To me, I know it. I know it inside out. I can build you one right now. Give me the parts, set them here on the table in front of me, and I'll build you a computer, and it'll run, I'm telling you. But that's because I know it. I have spent the time that it takes to really understand how that computer works. I can tell you about the central processing unit. I can tell you about the cache and the memory and how it's used. I can talk about paging of memory and swap files. I can talk about the operating system and how it goes on the hard drive, how it boots off the hard drive. It has to have a boot sector, has to have a BIOS, a basic input-output system, a BIOS that will boot the computer. All of those things. And you go, oh, man, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, see, that's because you haven't had the background that I've had. Now, that doesn't make me, you know, any smarter than you are. It just means I've had exposure to that information. I have learned over the years how to build a computer, how to use a computer, how to program a computer, all the things about computing. I can give you trivia about computers. I can do all kinds of things when it comes to computers because I've had 30 years of experience with computers. But now let's go back to building the car. Nope. Couldn't do it. I can tell you roughly how it works, but I couldn't build you one. Not if you had a gun to my head, I'm sorry. What's the difference? Dedication and determination to learn and to apply what you've learned. Same exact thing with the Word of God. Faith comes by more than the mere sense of hearing. It implies hearing and receiving the teaching, meditating on it, studying it, making it part of you, getting it inside you. Yes, that involves hearing the Word of God taught. Matter of fact, specifically here, if you read the context, it's talking about listening to preaching of the Word. That's how faith comes, is by hearing preaching of the Word. But it's more than the mere sense of hearing. It's more than just hearing words. You've got to take what you've heard and apply it to you. You've got to build it into you. You've got to meditate on it. God told Joshua, meditate in the Word day and night. Murmur it out of your mouth day and night. That's how you get it in you. And once you get it in you, then it becomes part of you. And once it becomes part of you, you can start using it. And then you start quoting the Word, and it comes up out of your heart in abundance. And then things start coming to pass. That's how it works. Faith cometh by more than the mere sense of hearing, but by hearing and receiving and understanding the teaching. And furthermore, the part there where it says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, that means you've got to hear the Word of God taught. You've got to hear the Word of God preached. Now that's telling you something very important. It's not just hearing the Word of God read. It's not just hearing scriptures that are, you know, familiar to you, or that your group likes to teach, or things that are just, you know, important to your group. You got to hear the whole Word. See, that's what full gospel is talking about. The whole Word of God. The whole counsel of God, the Bible says. You've got to hear and receive, yeah, even the things maybe you don't want to hear. And you're not so sure you want to receive. There are a lot of people that don't want to hear that God expects you to obey Him. Amen? There are people that don't want to hear that God, even today, in this day of blessing and grace, wants you to do things that are just based simply on the Word of God. And if it chafes your flesh, it's just going to have to chafe your flesh. You still need to do those things. Do you see what I'm saying? You know, I saw something on Facebook this morning. And at first, when I first read it, I thought, yeah, that's pretty good. But then I got to thinking about it and went, you know, that's not what they meant. What I'm thinking is not what they meant. They meant it a different way. What the quote was, or the little statement, you know how they do, they put text on an image and they post it on Facebook. And the text on the image said, religion wants you to do something. And Jesus says, it's done. Well, okay, I know what I thought it meant. What I thought it meant was, we're not saved by works. We're saved only by faith in the finished work of Jesus. And I agree with that. Wholeheartedly, I agree with that. But the way they meant it was, anybody that tells you you have to do the Word is religious. But Jesus says, it's all done. You don't have to do anything. See, that greasy grace teaching. That's the way they meant it. Now, how do I know that? Because I know who posted it. Okay? So here's the thing. Yes, in terms of salvation, you don't have to do anything other than receive the finished work of Jesus, what He did. But now that you're born again, you have to do what the Word of God says. In order to receive what the Word of God says, you'll receive if you do what the Word of God says do. Amen? Amen. That's true. Now, you may not want to hear that, and it may chafe your flesh, but it's still the truth. So you need to hear that and receive that and pull that into your heart and integrate it into who you are, and then you'll be blessed by it, and you'll understand what it says over in 1 John when it says that the commandments of God are not grievous. They're not hard on you. You just need to do them and live by them, and you'll enjoy it. Hallelujah. Oh my, I tell you what, we're just about out of time. Let me do this. Let me remind you that you can write here to our mailing address, which is Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213-5213, High Point, North Carolina, the zip code 27262. I encourage you to write me. I encourage you to send in for the memory stick by going to our website at wofm.org. That's available to you. All of our teaching, all of our audio teaching, everything, videos, everything is there on our website, WFM, Word of Faith Ministries.org, because we're a nonprofit organization. Okay? You can also write me at my email address, which is Dr. Bill, DRBILL, at WFM.org. Now listen, I'm encouraging you to stay with us on this netcast, listen to these teachings, listen to our Word of Faith broadcast, check out speakfaith.tv and our video ministry, and I'm telling you what, it will be a blessing to you. So I encourage you to do that. I encourage you to take advantage of all these things that we make available to you, because they're all there to bless you and to bless all the people that you tell about it. You can send email, you can send a tweet through Twitter, you can put it on Facebook. There's all kinds of ways that you can help us spread the word about what we're doing here at Word of Faith Ministries and all the things we're involved in, so many things that we're involved in, to get the Word of God out for you and for everyone that you have opportunity to tell about it. Amen. Well, join us again next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God.
The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.